All right, welcome everybody to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 44?
Yeah, 44.
Yes?
Yeah.
44. All right, good. So we've got the usual here. We've got Matt and Alex. Josh is out dancing with some ladies, so...
Dancing with the stars.
Next week. Yeah.
He's finally done it. Some C-list celebrities have decided to dance with Josh.
He decided to go to NASA... start training to be an astronaut, and he is literally dancing with the stars.
It's his dream, that would be apparently. Impossible because stars are huge and also would melt him.
Well, just stomp all on his parade. I mean,
stomp on his parade.
Stomp on his parade.
That's what Godzilla does.
It does.
He stomps on. Stop.
And
stomps
see,
on.
Godzilla is from Japan, so it fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It well, half fits.
It did happen. I saw it.
I just want to say the thing people will notice right off the bat when downloading this new episode, or actually downloading the last episode, which you still haven't uploaded.
Does that work?
Fucking lazy.
Like, when they download episodes that have already come out, is it the new
I don't know,
stuff?
But when they see in iTunes, we have a new podcast image. A new,
we do.
That
it's pretty amazing.
Nick made it.
Thank you, Nick.
He said, who would be the best fit for which Zelda characters? Adam, of course, is the host of the podcast. He gets to be Link.
We have a Jewish Link.
Yeah, he is a Jewish Link, and he got this. You notice he has like Link's sideburns coming down?
Yeah.
I really like that he did that.
He forgot about that. Our friend Alex had to remind him
of really?
That. Yeah, and... Nick almost put curly Jewish sideburns.
Oh, that'd have been awesome. I think that'd have been even better.
And then I told him he should have made the X in the front, like of the chainmail or the shirt thing. That would
Star
be a Star
of David.
Of David. So great. Just like a rabbi Link. But
nice.
I think that would have been. Somebody would have hated the podcast. We would have got some kind of weird racist hate mail for that.
You call this bagels.
Oi.
Yeah. And,
too much schmear.
And, So yeah, Adam gets to be Link. Alex is Makar.
We should do you first.
Okay, I'm a Goron because let's
rock hard.
Let's face it. If I was a Zelda character, I'd definitely be a Goron. I'm gigantic and rocky, and I have a beard. And
every time you look at somebody, you go.
And
yeah.
You roll,
yeah.
And you roll from place to place.
Exactly. And also, Gorons are my favorite, so I wanted to be a Goron.
And then Alex is the smallest character, for obvious reasons.
Yeah. He's Makar, you might remember from the game, the Wind Waker. Because he plays actually, I found out that Makar plays a violin. He just plays it
yeah.
like a cello.
He plays it like a cello.
Because
it's so
tiny.
It's pretty much a cello on
yeah,
him.
But still, pretty much, it's a cello. And Alex, of course, plays a cello. And Makar also wears a bucket hat, apparently. And,
I think Makar would look better with a bucket hat. I don't know. I don't think he wears a bucket. It actually works really well.
Yeah.
Surprising. The
bucket
hat.
Does.
The bucket hat. I don't know about me being Makar, but the bucket hat works well for Makar, I think.
It's good.
Yeah, and it's so funny. And I just, because you just imagine that little guy with Alex's voice walking around.
What the fuck's
drinking.
Your problem?
He's got like a 40. And,
the smoke. What the fuck is your problem? What are you doing here? Get off my fucking lawn.
And Nick is, of course, Tingle. Because.
Also creep.
That's Nick's favorite character.
Which is also.
We don't even
creep.
Need to go into details about that.
Yeah.
It should be obvious.
But I think it would be awesome if there was some kind of comic or some way of modding a video game to have us as those characters in there. Because I look at that picture. And I just imagine the adventures we would go on. And the adventures
imagine,
would be
pretty
crazy.
Can you imagine
ones.
Like us going as that for Halloween? We just all meet up and we end up dressing like that.
One
well,
day.
I don't know. In the future.
Eventually.
PAX 2011?
Yeah.
Cosplay ideas?
Maybe.
I'm thinking if we're in Seattle at that time.
Right.
You guys don't even have to worry about hotels.
Oh, it's true.
Something to think about.
Wait, so when is PAX?
It's in September.
It's like the first weekend
of September.
If I'm close to graduating, yeah, definitely. See how.
Well, there you go, listeners. PAX 2011. We'll be there.
Yeah.
So Nick wanted to do one of Josh, correct?
Yeah, Nick forgot, because when I came up with the idea, this was before Josh was part of the podcast. Mm-hmm. So he didn't draw Josh yet. He's going to do Josh very soon, and he will be added, so don't worry.
I kind of want to know what the listeners think Josh should be, because Nick had mentioned that he was originally thinking Azora.
No, yeah. I don't think he will look that good. He has a nice beard. He has like a man beard, too.
I was kind of thinking the...
I was thinking of the Postman.
What's his name? The King of Red Lions? Is that his name?
Oh, that would be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. If he could find a way to do that, yeah.
Postman's pretty good, too.
I was thinking about the Postman because, you know, give Josh short shorts.
Yeah,
Well, you'd only see his head, though.
Yeah, but you could imagine.
I guess. Imagine
Josh in short shorts.
You just what?
Just imagine Josh in short shorts.
Ah, yes.
And just, and speaking of flag, right, you'd be at half mast.
Oh, bazing.
Gross.
Or you know what? You could do Josh's Telma.
Oh, the huge rack.
Nice.
Let's
just go for a great fairy.
I think if it's not done at this point, email wtpodcast@gmail.com if you hear this episode before Josh's picture is uploaded. And what do you think Josh would be? Also, if you want to draw us in some kind of comic, some great fan art like Adam suggested.
You know, Eiffel Towering Ash's mom.
Yeah. Eiffel Towering.
You couldn't reach, Alex. You're too small.
Hey.
You'd have to jump up there and get on, like, a stool or something.
Eiffel Towering Telma.
But then there's the issue of his little stubby arms. There's no way, Matt, you'd have to have ridiculously long arms.
He's a fucking Goron. He has ridiculous arms.
They do have really long arms.
They're not that ridiculously long. I don't know.
They're ridiculously strong.
Yeah, I mean,
that's for sure.
I could probably reach around, do a reach around. And actually be somehow
Eiffel Tower.
Somehow holding Alex up and thrusting.
I'm imagining the Halloween costume already, and I'm just thinking like burlap bag and green face paint.
We'll have to find something.
And there you
this.
Go. Makar. All right, so yeah. Have you guys been playing any games?
Yeah.
Like what?
So once a year, I always play Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past, and I am currently—I beat it once already now, and I'm playing through it again. So
cool.
I beat it during Thanksgiving break, and now I'm playing it again for some reason.
It sounds nice.
Oh yeah, listeners, tell us how your Thanksgiving went. Tell us how much turkey you ate.
I ate some turkey.
Had too much sweet potato pie. Threw up afterwards and then ate more.
Are you serious? That was you?
No. Saying the listeners did that. Every single one of them.
Sure.
Yeah. Wait, did you guys eat turkey?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you not eat turkey?
I eat turkey.
Unless you're a Nazi.
Yeah. Well, my mom usually makes ham as well, but I don't eat ham. So.
What, you're against red meat?
Yeah, I don't eat red meat.
Really?
Yeah.
And you call yourself a Goron.
I know. Gorons eat rocks.
They eat rocks.
They just eat rocks.
Come on.
Red rocks.
Rubies. Rupees. So Matt, you've been playing anything?
No, I haven't. I've been playing helping my brother out with Lego Star Wars because he's 6 years old and he's
very
not
nice.
Very good at video games. And he gets easily frustrated. Like when I was a kid, I would sit at a game and play for hours, even if I was losing. I'd just sit there and play for hours. My brother will get frustrated if he's not winning within, like, 15 minutes.
That's terrible.
And
kids these days.
So he's always just yelling at me to help him. And I'm like, oh, God, why do you even want to play? I'm doing most of the work here.
Did you guys do anything for Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
I worked.
Yeah, I worked both of those days.
Well, I managed to grab three PS3 games for $30, which is pretty awesome.
What were the games?
Infamous, God of War Collection, and Uncharted 1. So, finally have those.
Uncharted 1, I've already given my review. I wouldn't even suggest playing it.
Well, dude, $10, I can't not buy.
Okay, well, when you play it, tell me what you think. Tell me if you think that monster section
is
bullshit.
You know. I will let you know as soon as I get there.
Do you think that the Black Friday deals didn't seem all that great this year?
Yeah, they really weren't.
Even there was no Kinect or Move deals. I know that.
Right. I mean, that's what I was looking for.
I was looking for like a 360 or a PS3 for like $100.
Yeah, no.
And nothing like that happened.
But like last year, you know, they had some pretty cool like pack-in deals. I mean, the systems were the same price, but they just came with like different games or like two games instead of one.
They did that again this year, but I mean, I figured
they kind of sucked.
And I figured since the systems have been out for another year, they would actually try, you know, pushing it to the point where like
down.
Yeah, they will try selling you know, $100 discount on the actual system or something. And that would have been nice, but I think partly is
the
economy isn't doing so hot to begin with, and they can't really.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I did actually get a Kinect, though. I don't know if I'm going to keep it. If I don't keep it, then I'll buy it later, but I'm trying to use it for a project I'm working on, but it's actually very, very cool.
You got to use it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have it. It's sitting right here, looking at me, watching me. But it's, you know, it's like, it's a... Basically, what I see it as is a very, very inexpensive, really, really good 3D scanner that can track movement.
Can you, I mean, not is it possible to, but can you please make a 3D, use two of them and make a 3D model of your penis?
There have been people attempting to do that, actually. There's a guy who made a program to track his man boobs. And put different bikinis on it.
Oh God!
It's coming.
Okay.
Me specifically.
Yeah, I mean for readers, for listeners.
Maybe if I get another $150 and I get another Kinect, then yeah.
Okay.
It's only one camera or two cameras to begin with.
You know, I'm not really sure. I think it's an infrared camera and an RGB camera, but I haven't really looked into it.
Okay.
But I mean, it looks like there are two cameras, so I'd imagine that's what they are.
So, but it's not like stereoscopic, is it?
I don't think so.
So the reason?
I mean, I imagine it could be.
So the infrared, how does it work exactly? I was under the assumption that somebody told me that the infrared, I think it picks up, it maps out the room essentially, whatever.
Right. It's sending out. I don't know the exact number, but like, let's say 1,000. Different points of infrared light, and it's, you know, it's able to tell how far away they are, and from that it can determine depth of like its entire viewport.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, by doing that, it can, you know, it basically makes a 3D model of whatever is in front of it, but it only makes the model of like, you know, the very front, because obviously it can't see, you know, like your back or the back of your couch or whatever is behind you.
Yeah, so it's only what it can scan.
Mm-hmm, right. Is, what it can see, yeah.
Do you think James Cameron, the film, is going to film Avatar 2 with those?
1,000 of them. Absolutely.
Oh, sweet.
It's already in the works.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what they could do is CNN could fire up a couple of those and make Will.i.am a hologram again. and that would be amazing.
Dude, it's coming. I mean, there's this guy who's... He's connected two of them together, so it makes like a more complete 3D
model. I saw that
and
that German
there's
guy?
Also, there's also a guy who stuck it on a Roomba, and with some other program, he's able to, you know, the Roomba, I guess he controls the Roomba with a remote or something, but the Roomba goes around the room, and the Kinect goes, you know, it tilts up and down, so it scans everything in front of it. It basically scans the entire room into a 3D model that's saved onto your computer, and then it learns, you know, where it can and cannot go based on that 3D model it generated.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to link me to that. That sounds awesome.
It's there's some really cool stuff happening, and it's all happening so fast. It's been like, I think, 27 days now since it's been out, and people are just going nuts.
Yeah, and they've sold 2.5 million of these.
2.5 million in 25 days.
Which most of these people are just using them to play that game where you touch tigers. So it's a cool source of technology as well as a way to waste your money to play terrible games.
I think we sort of alluded to this before, and this might be a good topic to not today, but we'll do it maybe next week or something. But one of my problems with this isn't the technology. It's sort of like how they marketed the damn thing, right?
What do you mean?
It seems like a waste to put it for a game system. And it's great for indie developers to play around with this as crazy as possible. I mean, it's great technology, right? It's fantastic technology that's really cheap, like you said, for $150. And you see all these other applications for it. But obviously, Microsoft isn't selling it that way. They're selling it as a video game system or as an accessory to a video game system. And it seems like a waste, right? Because some of these great things are coming out. They have nothing to do with fucking games.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too much into it, but basically I see it as, you know, it's kind of, this is kind of like where we want to go, like based on science fiction, you know, kind of the Matrix, pure virtual reality, like totally immersing ourselves in it. And I think it's kind of like on its way there, but it's like where we are now, I think it's kind of too early for that.
Yeah, everyone who saw the Matrix is like, yeah, I totally want to do that.
Well, not even just the Matrix.
Stuck in a nightmare world.
I mean, I'm just thinking in terms of, I guess it's really hard to sell it as some sort of application, and they want to make their money off money back from it. It's a little bit.
But it's selling. Despite this, it's selling. I wonder if it will continue to sell after the holiday season, because I don't know what games I see are coming out for it besides like another sports game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing for me is that, you know, the technology is insane, but the games suck. But I mean, that's how it was when the Wii first started out, so I don't know.
Well, maybe, I mean, when the Wii started out, it had Zelda right out of the bat.
I think, but that wasn't really using, you know, too much of the motion.
It still existed, and they still had and love it or hate it, Red Steel was at least a first-person shooter that worked.
It was. There were some games specifically. Yeah, there were games specifically catered for the Wii. I mean, you could buy Wii games. We could argue, you know, whether games for the Wii are actually good or not. Which, I mean, that depends on the games, depends on the companies. But the Kinect doesn't have any games, right? Although I heard the dance game is apparently pretty good, but
that's what I've been hearing too. But I
wouldn't
didn't
like
it.
I wouldn't drop dead fucking playing a dance game. Because I fucking don't dance. I mean, we probably should talk about this at another podcast. Cause
let's
hold off on.
All right, are you playing anything, Adam?
Let's move on. Matt, did we go over what you were playing?
Yeah. What are you playing?
Well, for the break, I played some Budokai Tenkaichi 3 with my brother because, to me, that is the best Dragon Ball game out there because it's just it incorporates like the Wii's motion so well, I think. So I always have a lot of fun when I play it, but that's pretty much it.
Boring.
I do have it's not boring because you're like throwing shit around the room and you're like doing Kamehamehas at the TV and blowing shit up.
Do you get to titty fuck Bulma?
No.
Well, count me out.
Well, there was a time when Bulma had the fucking fro, which was pretty disturbing. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I don't want that shit. No, I like it when she had stray hair.
Yeah, was it on her boobs?
The fro on her boobs?
Yes.
Oh, God.
All right, so I wanted to just mention some games that came out. Gran Turismo 5 finally came out. Obviously, that's PS3.
Oh, Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey came out yesterday for Wii.
Can somebody buy me that, please? I want to play it so bad.
And Donkey Kong Country Returns came out as well. And then Dark Sun, Dark Dawn,
Golden Sun.
Golden Sun, Dark Dawn.
That came out?
Came out as well.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep, yep, yep. And Super Meat Boy for PC and Mac.
Ooh.
And Civ 5 for Mac as well.
Oh, and did we mention Epic Yarn? That was last week.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no, that came out
2 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago?
Really?
I don't know.
Have you guys played
it? You should get it.
Anybody played it?
I played it at E3.
The reviews are really good for it.
Good.
But I don't know if I'm... I mean, you can't fucking die. That was sort of the thing.
It's... Alex, you'll like it. You should get it.
Yeah, every Kirby game is easy, though. I have not played a Kirby game that I've had any difficulty beating. But I've always enjoyed them.
Yeah. Because they're awesome.
And you know what game was really underrated? Kirby's Air Ride or whatever?
Yeah, that was all right.
It had no fun in the single player, none at all. The four player where you got to race around the city and then play a mini game at the end,
yeah.
That was so cool.
I agree. And see, it's awesome when you get the, what's it called? I think it's the Dragoon, like the red one that flies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That game's great.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Alright, so do you guys know of any gaming news that happened recently?
No. I really want Epic Mickey.
No.
And I would like to purchase it, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't know about Epic Mickey. I mean, I love the concept art and I was really excited about it when it was announced, and I don't doubt that it's a good game. It's just I don't really know what I think about it.
Well, see, I thought it looked stupid when the first screenshots came out. And then I saw the gameplay trailers from E3 and stuff. It looks awesome. And I watched a video review for it. It looks great. Everything about it looks great. So if you could buy it, send it to me if you don't want it.
There is a collector's edition for, I think, $70. I'm not really sure what comes in it, but...
Yeah, I don't care about
it. I don't know. Meh. Yeah. All right. So, I guess if we've got nothing else
to do, we can
start. Oh,
hold on. That Zelda statue, that came out.
Oh yeah,
yeah! Oh yeah, that's pretty cool.
So if anybody,
what was it like? $330?
Yeah,
or $350
for Midna riding Wolf Link.
It looks really good.
It looks amazing. It
looks amazing, like, but I'm not.
That's
paying.
One of the best. That's one of the best like video game statuettes I've ever seen.
But I'm not paying $350 for that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Do that.
Not at all.
It lights up though.
So does my penis.
It does.
That's. You should probably get that checked out.
Yeah, it's probably cancer.
Yeah, probably. all right, so today we're just going to talk about gaming as sport. So, like, Major League Gaming, I guess, and that kind of stuff. So, what do you guys think about that?
Where was it when I was growing up?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Although it did... I guess it's not anything new. Has anybody seen... what the hell is that documentary?
Oh, The Wizard.
I know what you're talking about.
No. Well,
no,
okay.
The one with Mark Wiebe.
You mean Steve?
Right? With Donkey Wiebe? Kong, King of Kong.
King of Kong, yeah, King of Kong.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched parts
There's
of
Steve
it.
Steve Wiebe.
And I think the guy... so the culture existed. I mean, so maybe not the money involved, but...
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have this competition of people being like the best video game player, I mean that's always existed.
Mm-hmm.
And now it just
but
got to a point.
Its availability was very limited, whereas now it's not as limited.
Well, really, I mean, because the availability was arcades.
Well, I mean,
these people some of these people ended up buying their own machines. Granted, but
right,
but even
I don't know.
So.
Just to me, it seems like it's easier to get into it now, you know, with everything being online, it being a much bigger deal, people knowing more about it. Whereas, like in the past, you know, it was really just at arcades. It was just a bunch of nerds, and you know, you
well, it's still there. Still are nerds.
Well, yeah,
I mean that,
but
that's the thing. Let's not
or frat guys.
Well, even the frat guys aren't that good. I hate to
say. Well, some of them. I don't know, man.
Some of them are okay,
freaky good.
But let's face it, the best play. I mean, you see a really good Halo player, last thing I'm probably going to think is the guy isn't a frat.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, well, because you have to, in order to be really good at a video game, you have to dedicate a lot of your time. Like, it's a difference between being good and being good enough to compete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And I just don't really see, I don't really see frat guys being able to compete at that level. They'll be passionate about it.
Hear that, frat guys? We're calling you out.
So if I'm wrong...
Yeah, don't beat us up, though, because that's very possible. We're very weak, very frail.
I'm a fucking tree. I'm a fucking twig with a leaf off her face.
Yeah, wait, I eat rocks for breakfast. Never mind. Bring it on.
I have a sword, I guess.
And a dreidel.
Oh, tonight's the first night of Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, it is. What? Wait, are you allowed to do this?
Thank you.
Shouldn't you be praying to Hindu? Wait.
Allah.
Well, if I have to go to school, then I'm going to argue that, yes, I can do a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway. I mean, the thing about Major League Gaming and professional gaming is that it does require a lot of dedication. Like, the people... Like, I was actually on College Humor. They had, for Bleep Bloop, their video game show, they had, a professional StarCraft player on there. And,
Was he Korean?
No. But the thing is, really? You don't realize, these guys, have to buy, special mice and keyboards. And
right, of course.
They're, doing all this crazy stuff. Within... There's so many things that you wouldn't even think. Like, watching him play is... It's like he's not even playing the game. He's memorized patterns that he has to do.
Well, it's right. It's no longer fun, right? There's always, in any sort of sport at that level, well, in any kind of career at that level.
It is fun. It becomes not about the game. It becomes about the competition.
Yeah, and that's where the fun is in the competition for a lot of these people, but not in the game.
No, the game is not fun because they're not playing the game anymore. They... Like, people who are even competitive about fighting games, like when people get competitive about Super Smash Brothers, they take away all the elements of the game that are supposed to be fun. They just go, you can use two characters on one stage, no items, and that's it.
And there are certain stages you can play or cannot play, and there are certain things you can or cannot do. I mean, I remember there was, I haven't played Smash in a while, and I sort of miss it. But when I play for more than an hour with some friends, it comes like that bad. There's a bad feeling that's associated with it, like it's work, and it's
really?
It does come back. In college, I played so much of it, and I fucking won a Smash Brothers tournament at Rutgers in 2005 for crying out loud. But it got to a point where I played every day. And it got it was something my friends and I did, but the game was no longer fun. It was who's the best? It was just to see
that
who
sucks.
It becomes competitive to the point of it's no longer enjoyable.
Yeah.
Well, see, in high school, when I was a senior, we had this room called the Senior Shack, and we had a GameCube in there. And so every day, a group of us would get together, during lunch or study hall or whatever, and we would play Melee.
Yeah.
But I don't think it ever got to the point where it wasn't fun.
I think it depends, partly depends the group of people you're playing with. And the people I was playing with...
Were they good?
They were good, but they were douchebags. The people... Huh. I don't talk to them anymore. I have friends from high school that I played a ton, and I still play with them, and they're a lot of fun to play, because we play random characters.
Why don't you play with me, Alex?
Because you're gay.
Aww.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I haven't had time to play lately, but my friend and I was talking about, we're going to try hopefully doing it again. But, there's nice traditions where it was me and two other guys. We go to this. I know. It's a sausage fest. We go to this.
Woo!
For Thanksgiving. We all went to different schools, different colleges. Mm-hmm. Actually, I went to the same school with one of my friends, but the other one went to a school in Pennsylvania. We'd all come home for Christmas or for Thanksgiving. We go to this Korean noodle house where we get stuffed. And then we would go over.
You,
I know this
you
sounded
and two
more
other
more gay.
Guys went to a Korean noodle house to get stuffed.
and then we would go to some guy's house, and we would always do this. We would play 99 stock.
Oh shit!
On the worst level we could think of, Rainbow Cruise.
Oh.
with our characters. So you know, it's just people dying, and we're so full, like we can't, like we're barely able to. it's almost like torture, but it's fun to play with those kinds of guys. But then, I look at like frat guys for the most part. They don't play competitively. They play like that. You know, it's sort of like an enjoyable thing.
Yeah, all of my
friends
who play.
When I envision like frat guys playing, I always think of them, you know, like getting super super angry over nothing and just like constant yelling.
Well, they'll get angry, but they're not going to strategize.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a
level of playing when you get really really good. There's a point where you no longer think of it as a game anymore, and you just start. You start looking for like the weakness of everybody, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Like you start bending the rules a little bit. You start camping a little bit, or you start doing this or that.
Yeah.
You start doing the one move you know how to, like the couple good moves, and you start learning patterns, and it starts becoming homework.
Yeah, I stopped playing with my friends from high school because they all they'd go, okay, Final Destination is the stage we play on, and everyone would be Fox. And then I'm like, hey, guess what? I'm not playing with you anymore. There's no items, and I just get killed constantly. It's not any fun.
Now, see, what we did is we always did Hyrule Temple because it's such a huge level.
That's a fun level.
You know, that. Yeah, it was fun. But now, you know, on Brawl, whenever I go online, it's always Hyrule Temple, and it's always, like, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but in Brawl Online, there are these people. I don't understand who they are, why they do this, but they just stand there and don't do anything, wait for the match to end, and then as sudden death starts, they just jump off and race to see who can kill themselves first. But so now for me, that's just not fun because I'm just sitting there, you know, on one of the biggest levels in the game, trying to kill people while they're running away from me for, you know, 2 minutes if there's no lag. And it's just, you know, it's dumb.
This makes me really want to play Smash Brothers again.
Well, we should play after this.
We should.
I don't have time today, but some other day I will have time.
Well, Matt and I will play together.
Holding
we'll
hands.
Play with our Wiis. Yeah. Jiggle them around a little bit.
Also, I want to say I used to play Counter-Strike in high school a lot. Mm-hmm. And I used to play with people from the Penny Arcade forums. And
nice.
We were really good, the people I played with, to the point where we were seriously thinking about starting like a... I forgot what it was called.
Clan.
Like a No, we had a clan. We were starting about thinking about starting like a... People who did like the competitions and stuff. I forgot what.
Oh, nice.
Like, scrims, I think they were called, where it was just like skirmishes against other people. Mm-hmm. And like right around that time, it'd be like, okay, we have to meet up every day and practice. And then I'm like, hey, this is like work. And so I stopped playing.
Right.
And I get to the point in Counter-Strike where most of the servers I would join, I'd be first or second in terms of score because I played every day. And I still thought it was just enough. I played because I thought it was fun. As soon as it became like work to me, or I had to practice at a certain amount of time, I'm like, this is not fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I mean that's with a lot of things though, where the moment you have to apply work, the reason you do something is because you don't have to practice at it, right? Or
I feel that's what happens with Animal Crossing whenever that comes out.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like, you know. Well, you know, you, me, and Laura would just, you know, we would play for hours and hours every day until, you know...
We would play for like 4 or 5 hours sometimes.
Right, we had just like every item, there was nothing else to do, and just anything else to do in the game is just like work. Like, there's no point in playing it anymore.
I know. But I mean, in terms of Major League Gaming, I think it's interesting... Because it's treated as a sport, obviously, in, like, Korea. But also here, I mean, it's treated as a sport worldwide, pretty much. Not a mainstream sport, but it's still...
In Korea, still it's a mainstream sport.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a little bit, but...
Everywhere in the world, it's still people play it for money, professionally. Mm-hmm. That's their job. And I just think it's interesting because It is sports traditionally, at least in the past, I don't know, half a century, have been something that kids want to do. Like, that, they see that as something that they can do, like, if they practice a lot. And you know, kids in the urban kids who might not have a chance at going to college, they're like, oh, well, I can get a sports scholarship. Yeah, okay, none of these people, nobody wants to play video games professionally. Like, no.
Well, no, well, that's the thing. I
do. Jesus. Well, that'd be awesome.
I had this conversation with a friend. Do people really not want, like, there are people that want to do this professionally, that they make so much money off it now, they're not going to college, right? This is your skill set. Like, essentially, yeah. they've determined, this is the skill set I have, and this is what I'm going to bank on for the rest of my life. And there are people like that.
Are there?
I believe so.
Like, do you make enough money off of this to do that?
I think some people do.
There are people who definitely do.
There are people that are making like $60,000 to $100,000 a year.
And the thing is,
what games are they playing? Jesus.
Well, I mean, you play fucking Street Fighter or something. Or, what the hell? What was that one kid playing? StarCraft, you definitely could do it in Korea. I mean, there's superstars there. Mm-hmm. But I forgot what. I mean, with the advent of Major League Gaming, I mean, there's literally an organization called Major League Gaming now, right?
Right. Right, yeah.
And these guys are getting sponsored per year to play games. Whatever their shelf life is, who knows, right? Because games change every fucking year. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to play the same fucking game.
But then I'd imagine there's always going to be, you know, even if it's an old game, people are still going to be playing it for competition.
Yeah, like StarCraft was around for 12 years before StarCraft 2 came out.
But how many StarCrafts are there? How many games like StarCraft are there that will last for 10 years?
Not many, but those are the games people are going to keep playing.
Well, I mean, maybe like, I mean,
at some point, and I'm thinking 20, I'm thinking 30 or 40 years from now. Let's say you start gaming at the age of 20. Let's say you start playing Major League, you play gaming professionally at the age of 20, and you're got at one game. Most likely, you're going to be better than at one game. So the guys that are good at Street Fighter tend to be good at all the other Street Fighter games.
Yeah. But you better hope that you can keep it up for the next thing. You better hope you choose a game that's going to be around for a long time.
Well, then,
and also that some 5-year-old doesn't come around and kick your ass.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. I mean, how many times, like Halo is a good example, right? If people start playing Halo professionally, which I'm guessing there are people that do that.
Oh, yeah.
As ridiculous as that may sound. Or some people may not find that ridiculous, but, you know, Halo's at like every other FPS. There's going to be another FPS that comes out that's going to be even bigger. I mean, we already see those games, like Modern Warfare 2 or Black Ops is now out. I'm sure those games are going to be the games. Now, are you going to...
Well, I think there's some, like, staple games that stick around, because, I don't know, maybe this is just a personal view and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that, like, Halo is constantly, or I guess consistently is a better word, more popular than maybe not Call of Duty. Maybe Call of Duty is on like equal ground with it, but I think at least those two are a lot more popular than other FPSs,
that the Major League Gaming industry is probably very conscious of this as well. They're probably realizing that they don't want... I mean, the people who run it, you can't switch out people every year and just... I don't know. Mm-hmm. And also...
Well, I think for Major League Gaming, if you do a year contract, that's fine, right? You can say, basically, this guy's the greatest player of whatever fucking game it is, for Halo 3. But then the problem with something like Halo was ODST came out, and then Reach came out. And they're not exactly different from the other Halo games, but every sequel is a little bit different. There are changes to the game
but it seems like, you know, with the example with Street Fighter as well, you know, if you're good at one and you're striving to be as good as you are, then it seems like you would go and practice the new one and become good in that as well.
Yeah, and like Dago, what's his name? Daigo, the guy when he plays as Ryu and wins all the time. Mm. But he won like Street Fighter. What was it, Street Fighter 4 and like one of the other Street Fighter games like that year for Evo. But I'm sorry, Matt. I know I interrupted you earlier.
Oh no, I don't remember what I was gonna say. When is the Rudy of Major League Sports games gonna come out? Or Major League Gaming?
You mean the autistic kid?
Yeah.
The wizard. When's a real wizard gonna come?
No, Rudy. I mean a sport or Hoosier. Like,
well,
movies for Major League Gaming gonna come out? I guess The Wizard was kind of that, but I mean, that did feature an autistic kid. I want a regular underdog story for Major
League. Well, autistic kid is the underdog, isn't
he? No, autistic people are better than at everything.
It's true, though.
It's because they're kind of retarded, so they have to be good at something.
And Fred Savage was in one of those movies, wasn't he?
And Jenny Lewis.
So what you're saying, Matt, is that you want Major League Gaming trading cards.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that
featuring the players of the game.
It's weird because it's not a sport like it's considered a sport, but when you think of like I hate sports in general. I can't stand watching people play games. It's boring to me. But like Kobe Bryant, you know, all these people, they're idolized because they're on TV, obviously, and they're rich, but also because they are athletes and they train and they're like super fit and they can do things that we can't do. When you see people typing on a computer really fast, it's not they do something I can do and I want to do that. It's they are doing something that looks like work to me. That like it doesn't. It looks like playing a game, but it also looks like you're just sitting in front of a computer for a couple hours.
Well, I think the key to that is that you said. To you, that's what it looks like. I mean, to me, at least, you know, maybe not playing StarCraft is the most awesome thing ever, but seeing what people can do in games, you know, stuff that I cannot do, is just, you know, sometimes it's incredible.
Would you consider, well, I guess this is a good question to bring up. Do you guys consider gaming a sport now?
That is a good question.
I have a cop out.
I was kind of thinking about that, but I mean, like, what?
I have a cop out answer for this. So, but
it seems like we need to define
cop
what
out?
Is a sport.
That great movie by Kevin Smith. Oh, you're eating a bunch of
Jordan.
A bunch of tortilla chips. Ha, Tracy Morgan.
But I mean, Matt, do you consider? I mean, I guess you don't consider it. A sport, right?
Well, it's a sport in some places. I don't really think it's... At this point, it doesn't even have the potential to be a mainstream sport here.
But just in general, would you consider it as a sport? I mean, let's answer that first.
I don't even know what sport means, really. What is this?
Right, exactly.
Let me look up the definition
of sport. Is a sport just something that is competitive? Because, I mean, if that's all we're going for, then yeah,
actually,
it's a sport.
The dictionary defines it as an athletic activity requiring skill or physical prowess.
Well, there is a
then is chess a sport?
There is a degree of... Well, okay, there's no physical prowess. That's the problem. There is a skill, though.
But it says an athletic activity.
Well, that's the thing.
But is chess a sport?
Chess I wouldn't consider a sport, but curling is considered a sport. You guys know what curling is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that also is some kind of athletic activity or moving.
And you could also argue that the act of moving buttons, the act of pressing buttons in a certain sequential order, is athletic prowess. Reaction times are athletic prowess.
Yeah.
There is definitely strategic skill involved, and by that definition, yeah, it'd be a sport.
Maybe.
And I mean, now with the rise of, you know, games that make you get up and move around, there's probably not a good example of one, but I mean, maybe in the near future, it seems like it would fit that definition pretty perfectly.
Yeah, so the reason I say cop-out is, while I would consider it a sport, I wouldn't really consider it a good sport. Or, I would have less respect for that compared to other sports. What we consider sports.
Yeah, I think a good way to differentiate it is the term Matt's been using is that it's not really a mainstream sport.
Well, right? I mean, it's sort of. It's not even that it's mainstream or not mainstream. It just is not something. It's not something you would have respect over.
I don't think the activity there, like, it's not healthy. Like, there's no like, so when you watch people playing games, it's not cool either. It's not like, you know, there not a lot of another thing is not a lot of beautiful people are playing StarCraft professionally, like, so you don't.
And that's really what you want is beautiful.
You know what
people.
I'm saying is that it's not something that is going to be anybody here is going to watch on TV. In terms of being considered a sport by anything but people who want to already have interest in it, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I don't know why Korea took to it.
I mean, to people who don't have interest in, say, football, like watching football, no. But I mean, if they grew up watching football, then obviously they're going to like it. But I mean, that's kind of the same for anything. You know, if a kid grows up playing video games and that continues, you know, to their teens, to their 20s, then they're probably going to, at least to some degree, enjoy watching other people play games.
I don't know, because I think a lot of the reason why people like football, sports, and stuff is because they can identify with a team, and they say it's their team, and in competitive gaming, you don't really have that either. And you don't have players that can be traded around and things like that, because it changes so much faster.
Well, you don't have icons right now. Yeah. There's no gaming icons. I don't even know if there ever will be gaming icons.
But,
which,
I mean, just like I think everything is changing so much because of digital media and stuff like that, it doesn't fit into our current model of this is how we do things and this is how we appreciate things, that it's really hard to be like, well, how is it going to continue? Because we don't know. Huh. There might be, all of a sudden, people might really like Major League Gaming, and they're going to tweet about it every 5 seconds. I don't know. Right now, I still think it's stupid. So
I sort of don't want it to be big.
Why? Because you like it? You like being part of a niche culture?
Part of it is, it just seems like, it's like a skill set that's almost pointless. The difference between a football player and a guy playing StarCraft is a football player could still move. Fuck.
One's on steroids 24/7, and the other one is drinking apple juice from the sippy cup.
Well, no, he's not. He's drinking fucking whatever can keep him awake.
Drinking balls.
But I don't see
eating some gamer grub.
I don't see. I have more respect for a guy that's able to lift so many pounds or is able to throw a perfect spiral towards. Even 50 yards away, even though I don't like football, compared
see,
to a
see,
guy
exactly.
that's able to...
That's what I was saying.
And I really don't... I just don't have a... I don't have respect for, like, these... I don't think these, like, really scrawny guys are really... Like, they're not people I really admire. I mean, I don't really admire...
I don't know, maybe my opinion just differs. I don't know. Because, I mean, you two seem to be in agreement about this.
Well, I'm sort of... On the reams here, because one of the things I had personal pride about growing up was I was good at games, or I'm still good at video games. I would say I'm still good at video games. You know, right. I could beat Contra without the fucking cheat code.
Nice.
I actually beat the game without dying. I mean, I could do that.
Ooh.
And there are people that... Now there are people that, like, they play the game so fucking much. Fucking Guitar Hero is a great example, right? A guy who could play Through the Fire and Flames without missing it once.
With his tongue.
Well, yeah, with his fucking...
While riding a bike.
With his balls. You could do it with his balls. I mean, it's sort of like you spent your time playing on a fake plastic guitar to get this good. and you're going to get paid for it a lot, and you're going to be admired. That's what you're admired for. Like, I got a fucking real job right now. Like, you're going to be making that much money because you do that shit? You kidding me? And yeah. there's a hint of jealousy. There's definitely a hint of jealousy there.
But also, yeah. I mean, most of the like gaming accomplishments that I see are better like for a 2-minute YouTube video. Like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. I don't know, Alex. For me, it seems like a lot of the time I find myself, you know, I guess kind of jealous that other people are better than me. And it seems like, you know, they just, like you said, you know, they spend more time doing it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Do you think it's more, so for something like Major League Gaming, do you think it's because they're better than you just out of sheer skill? Or is it because, shit, these guys spend fucking 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day playing a fucking game? Like that.
I think it's more about the time spent playing it, but I'm sure, you know, because of that, skill does develop.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I guess this is a good segue into StarCraft. There was this... Kotaku had a couple articles on StarCraft, how big StarCraft... Everybody knows how big StarCraft is in Korea. To put it in perspective, there used to be 2 channels devoted to the fucking game. Two channels.
2 TV channels.
2 TV channels in Korea devoted to the game. And that got verified. A friend of mine just came back from Korea and verified this. He said... Those people are insane.
Eyewitness.
I originally thought, like, I fucking hate my people. and I thought, oh, this is a fucking joke. And then, yeah, the more I hear about it, it's like, the more I hate my fucking people. Because that's fucking ridiculous. But, part of it that makes it even more ridiculous is they have, like, these training camps. Right? They have these, like...
StarCraft boot camp.
They have StarCraft boot camps... Where you get ranked, whatever, and then basically you end up either being the peons for that help train the other guys, the A-list players. So you can't really. Basically, you're in a club. You're the second stringer team, and you're playing against the really good guys, and you have to.
So you're the Zergling.
Pretty much, you're the they treat you like fucking shit. Like you're a goddamn slave. And.
Now, is this something that you pay to go to?
I don't even know if you pay to go to, per se, or they hire you to do this. But it's like a sweatshop, right? You're in a house. And Kotaku had something extensively on this. And there's some YouTube videos online if you guys want to look it up. But you're basically doing slave labor. You're playing this fucking game, and... If you're not the greatest guy on earth, you're basically being penned out. Like you're the shit for everybody else. You are pawn scum for these other players to get good at, like to practice off of. Now, these people play, if you're living in a house playing StarCraft, you're probably playing it a lot, and you're probably treating it like a job. In fact, you're probably playing it like. Fucking 10 hours a day. Can you...
Well, I mean, it seems like, you know, if you're one of the people to be doing that, that's something that you want to be doing, in which case you... I mean, you said it yourself, you know, it's like a job, and it's better to be doing something you like than something you don't like.
Is this something we really want to admire? Well, as I a mean, society. No, but as I'm, a society.
I think it's the same thing as anything else. Like, I want music to be my job, and I take music really seriously, and I play guitar constantly, and I record constantly.
Right.
The difference is, but we admire... See, music is an admirable... is one of those things we can consider an admirable profession, right? Being an artist is something to be admired for. Something that requires...
Well, then I think if you're arguing about, you know, like, if is this person, you know, really deserving of our respect, then I think it goes back to what Matt was saying about... that, you know, as of now, it doesn't really fit in what we do because it's so new.
Perhaps. I mean, I sort of don't want it to... Again, it sounds selfish. I really don't want it to get big for that reason. I don't really want to admire people to be admired for simply because they play extensive hours of StarCraft or extensive hours of Counter-Strike. It's fun to watch those guys play when they're really good, but... Like, I could fucking do it if I spent that much. I think I could probably, if I decided to spend all those hours of my day of my life to play a fucking game, I think I could I probably could do that. But it's not exactly something.
You just don't want the world to turn out like Gamer.
Exactly. Although, Adam, you did bring a good point. When you said Gamer Grub, you know, I'm thinking if this gets big, I could maybe take the Gamer Grub song that could be played like it's like the, you know, the baseball theme, the dun 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 dun. That could be Gamer Grub for gaming.
Hey, you know what, Matt? I'm going to be screaming from the top of the stands, "Sell out!"
Yeah, and there's going to be a guy walking through the stadium. Get your Gamer Grub, Gamer Grub here, and he's throwing out Gamer Grub. See, that's the kind of world I want to live in. Strike everything I just said off the record. I want to live in that world because I'm making the big bucks, and all I had to do was write one stupid song.
There you go.
If you had a chance to become, well, let's put it this way. Do you guys play games for the glory? I don't know what the hell else to call it, for the glory or.
I mean,
could you ever see yourself playing a game? To that point.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I could.
I think I am. I'm too guilty, and I hate myself too much that if I'm winning at a game, I almost feel bad about it. I'm just not competitive. I don't like to be competitive. I like to, and if I find myself getting competitive, I automatically feel bad about it.
I think I could do that. Because, I mean, you know, I go to Smash Brothers tournaments when I can. You know, I would like to win. But, I don't know, to me it just seems like whenever I go to something like that, it's kind of like what I was saying, is that, you know, people have more time than I do, and I find that, you know, they're much better at me because of that, and also because none of my friends play with me. Because, you know, for a lot of games, I'm better than them at that, and that they don't really want to play me because I win all the time, but then, you know, I can't ever get any better because I don't play people who are better than me.
Well, I mean, part of the appeal of playing in, like, Smash tournaments, for me, at least, it was there was some camaraderie, you know, you got to meet some pretty interesting people. The community is what. For me, like, gaming, what makes gaming interesting is the community. And, Matt, you play Counter-Strike. I mean, you had friends that played Counter-Strike, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you got to know some of these people.
Yeah, of course.
When I played, I used to play Free Space 2 extensively, and I used to play online. And I got to know some really, really interesting people. I used to, this was back in middle school, high school. I was playing with guys that, one guy was. He was taking care of his dad, essentially, and, like, had a live-in girlfriend. The guy must have been, like, 30 or 40. One guy was in
college. So he was you?
He was me. One guy was going to college. He had to sell his computer midway through, so nobody heard from him for a couple of years. Because he couldn't afford college, and he was able to get through college. I think he paid it
yeah,
off.
That's the best part about online friends is when they disappear and you have no idea what happened.
You have no idea what happened.
Right. They died, obviously.
And one guy I knew had his son was in med school, and the guy was like a janitor or something, so he would play games at night. And it was
nice.
But it was like that kind of community. It's more like the reason you play World of Warcraft for the community. Well, part of the reason I liked playing online was when you got to know these people, some people were very interesting to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the fun part. And part of the reason I think the appeal of playing in tournaments, at least when they're small, is you get to know, like, these interesting people, and you have a common hobby. I think that's where, like, there's that fine line of, it was a hobby, and I still want it to be a hobby, but now it's getting to a point where it's fucking professional. And it no longer becomes enjoyable when things become professional. Just like Matt, just like how you were saying, the moment you had to put practice into something, and you had to go every fucking week, then it doesn't. It's not really that much fun anymore, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just. It not only completely sucks the fun out of it, it makes it like. It makes you feel guilty about, like, missing practice, and it makes it feel like it's like a second job. You're like, oh, well, I have to go to school every day, and then I have to. Come home and play Counter-Strike. Like, it's no longer something you just do because it's fun.
Well, it kills gaming, right? The whole reason people, at least my assumption that for gaming, was you play games because you like games, and you like games because they're fun. Whether it's the challenge or it's the competition, but then the moment you have money involved in your hobby, things start getting a little bit harder to... It starts not being enjoyable anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's the same way with everything, but the thing is, games are designed to be like, these are things to relax you, just play these games. Like, I can't imagine somebody playing, like, Monopoly professionally. Like, that's, that would be boring.
But that happened.
Well, I mean, when you say games are meant to, you know, be played to relax you, I mean, you've got to remember that, you know, there's all sorts of recreational sports, like, you know, recreational soccer or like...
That's true, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I guess.
So...
I mean, but those, are, I think, are inherently a little more competitive, although I guess multiplayer games are really being pushed as competitive now, especially in the last couple of years.
Well, I think...
Especially online multiplayer games.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Call of Duty, I can't even play Call of Duty without thinking of some asshole yelling at me that I suck. Like, I can't even think about the game without separating it from people being mean to me. Like, but so that's why I don't play it.
I think part of the... it's not so much the difference. The reason why games... I think the reason it didn't pick up earlier is not so much... Not just because of the digital media becoming big, but I still think it has to do partly with the turnover of so many... The turnover of games is so high. Right. Again, we talked about StarCraft is 10 years, and then you have some mainstay games like Street Fighter that after a certain amount of time, if they still survive or they're still around, then it'll become more professional, then it'll gain a following, then you can make a professional sport out of the damn thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I am going back on my answer then. I could see this turning into a sport. Yeah. I could see how it is.
I mean, well, I really don't...
I just... Go ahead.
I don't mind it being a sport. I would never watch it or care about it. In the same way that I don't watch or care about any kind of mainstream sports. Although, I mean, I just think also...
You just don't want to be a mainstream.
No, but also...
You just want to be different.
Because I...
You want to be you.
Fucking hate people who like sports. And I can't stand when people say they have a team, because I'm like, no, you don't. Not unless you own the team, because they don't care about you. You can be their number one fan and nobody cares. You have nothing to do with the success of that team.
Going back to like the respect issue, I think maybe part of it is that like, you know, athletic sports, they almost kind of like weed out a lot of people, and a lot fewer people can actually do it and do it well and, you know, do it professionally and get money for it. Whereas gaming, I guess, maybe it's easier for more people to pick up and become really good at.
Is that really true?
So, like...
I mean, like...
It may not be. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, fucking... If you ever watch somebody play Marvel vs. Capcom 2, you know, there's... There's a cap, you know. There's a point where people are really good, and there's a point where people are good, as in they can do fucking combos. And then there's people that there's a gulf where they're experts, where they do fucking infinite combos all the time and shit like that, and they're able to change it up.
Yeah,
like, ridiculous.
But it seems like anybody could get to that point.
But I think anybody could get to that point in terms. It might be very deceiving. I get the impression, you know, if you think about it, anybody could get to the point where they're good at football. I would think.
I don't know. I mean, I would think.
I don't know. Maybe just because I'm a gamer, like it seems harder.
I think it's easier. I think it's the same percentage of people. You ever? I mean, it's like having your girlfriend play Mario Brothers. You ever watch them? They don't hold down the B button. They never run, right?
Well, I think
it's actually inherently difficult for them.
Well, I mean, I think the main point Adam is getting at is that not a lot of black people play video games. So they're all better at sports. They're playing sports. Am I right, Adam? Is that what you were saying?
Well, see, what I was trying to go back to is what Alex was saying about, you know, the poor kids on the block who can't afford these games.
That was me, actually. I want to see a lot of urban kids dreaming about playing StarCraft professionally. Or by urban, I do mean black, not fans of Keith Urban.
The thing is, kids, that they can't afford these things. So with your help, your donations,
I think urban kids,
Zelda Working Title Podcast.
Urban kids, as in fans of Keith Urban, is like the new Hitler Youth.
Eesh.
Just think about that one.
Okay. So they're all gonna have little handlebar mustaches when they get older.
Yeah. Does Keith Urban have a handlebar mustache?
Hitler did.
No, he had a Charlie Chaplin mustache.
Yeah, he doesn't mustache.
Oh, the handlebar is the really okay. Yeah.
It looks like a handlebar.
Keith Urban's just a country music man.
Well, I mean, they're not giving out scholarships for video games yet.
That'd be awesome.
Yet.
Well, that would be awesome.
You know, it's starting to get there. You know, there are courses being offered about games, about video games.
Joke courses.
Well, the reason why they offer scholarships is because schools get funding for sports. Once the government starts getting funding for video games, I think there would be a big change in society.
Once college league MLG, then we'll start seeing.
Well, I mean, some of the things... So, in terms of, like, how we define a game. I mean, sports are games, right?
Right.
One of the things to realize about the reason why you have, I'm not just saying your profession, Adam, but I mean like courses on StarCraft. There's a management aspect to it.
Definitely.
They're surprisingly not just metaphorical. I mean, they're like microeconomies, things like that. For StarCraft, for instance, the strategy involved to get somebody from point A to point B, and then you have to know where to block off.
But the problem is, I think, with StarCraft, though, is that not a lot of people come up with their own strategies. A lot of people use the same basic strategies.
Because those games are
within a set of rules. It's not like... I mean, it's different when you're playing an actual sport or even an action game where things change every time. But mostly in StarCraft and games like strategy games, a lot of people go with the same basic strategies at the beginning. They're not very reactive.
Well, I mean...
It's more who can do things faster.
It's part of it. I think when you find a good game that does not just how fast you're doing, but what moves you decide to do, a lot of it is rote. I mean, even military strategies... Okay, let's do sports. Even sports strategies.
Is the army a sport?
War is a sport. But
or maybe the best.
Wait, have
sport.
You seen The Running Man?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, that's like a mix of video game and the army because there's a lot of shooting and MLG. I think that's like Gamer, like that game movie Gamer. It's pretty much the same thing.
Except it has Dawson?
Richard Dawkins.
Richard
is in there.
But I could see what it's basically what you decide to do in StarCraft isn't so much different from what you decide to do in what play you're going to have in the football in your defensive line, or what kind of offense you're going to play in basketball. Right, I mean, you're gonna have some variation.
I mean,
of the
I
same
think
thing.
I think the only similarity there is that it's strategy.
Well, the game is.
But I mean, they're
the strategy, and but the thing is, Matt just said speed also, right? Like how many moves you can make.
Right.
It's also the fastest guy in the field, right? Who are your best players? The variability there is dependent on the players. Everybody starts off with the same palette in the game, at least.
Right, but in Major League Sports, there's one player who's controlling a computer who does the same thing every time. Computers, I mean, the units in StarCraft react the same way every time.
Right, so even if both players are doing the same thing, it would be the case that whoever does it the fastest wins.
Right. Yeah. I think it's so that's why I think it's a little different with a computer game, in that you're not... That the individual players aren't the variables. The individual characters, in terms of strategy games, at least
the game characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Marine isn't gonna like fucking his gun isn't gonna jam or like he's not gonna forget to take the safety off.
Well, a Marine is a Marine is a Marine.
Right.
Hoorah.
But I think, Matt, what you're forgetting is that a Charmander is always going to beat a Bulbasaur. Always.
Be that as it may.
I mean, there's just...
What if that Bulbasaur now, got a critical hit?
So on a serious note, there's like professional Pokemon game. Pokemon League.
Yeah,
too,
definitely.
Right?
They do it. I think Wizards of the Coast is in charge of at least the trading card tournament, but there's also, you know, the video game tournament.
Oh, yeah,
that,
which is...
I think, like, it ended, like, a few months
also
ago.
Also something that completely sucks the fun out of that game. You can only... Everyone
IVs
only
EVs.
Views, like, six characters, and they all have to breed them for certain things. It just... Like, even reading about that makes me never want to play Pokemon against someone else. Because I spend so much time breeding Pokemon, and then it's just like, why can't we just not do that?
I can totally understand that, but like at the same time, you know, I would like to have the time to be able to do that. Like, I always find myself, you know, starting to do that, but then I get
but
caught
the thing
up
is,
in something
is that
else
you never,
and I never really
no,
finish
but,
it.
Like, six people actually figured out how to do that. Everyone else just went online and figures out how to do that. And they repeat the same strategies everyone else is using, to the point where everyone does it. So if you're not willing to put in the time to do that, then you're just going to have an automatic disadvantage.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
That's with any other sport, though.
Right.
Nobody fucking wants to do that.
No, but it's
everybody
not...
Everybody uses steroids.
but what I'm saying is that with Pokemon, it's not even a matter of being good. It's a matter of looking up the strategy guides online to breed your Pokemon a certain way to get them good, to even begin to start playing. And that's
right.
Just like...
So
yeah,
I guess...
Because you're mathematically having the best... to have the mathematical best character...
Yeah, and that's just how you start. That's how you start to compete. So at that point, it's already such a massive time investment. I'm like, what is... That's not fun at all. It's not fun to breed Pokemon.
Right, but then even at that point, like, say if everybody were to get all of their stats perfect, all of their Pokemon perfect, it has very little to do with the player. Like, a game like that is very strongly based on luck.
Yeah.
Like, with critical hits or, you know, missing or evading or that kind
of
stuff.
Well, it's like poker. I mean, there's a degree of poker to it.
Yeah. But I just think it's... It's just annoying to even get a... Like, the game doesn't start out with a level playing field. You're just like... the players... Somebody tipped the playing field in one direction, and everyone else has had to level it out just to get there, just to start playing.
Right.
I wonder how it is for these professional players, where, like, do they play any other games?
A lot of them, probably not.
I mean, is the one series...
They have to, though. I mean, you
know... I'm not even
you've got your one game for, you know, your profession, but then, you know, you're not... I can't imagine they would play it all the time for recreation. Like, they'd have to play something else.
Well, I mean, would gaming be turned off for you in general? I mean, we talked about this earlier, where, like, Matt...
Well, I mean, you can ask that same question to, like, testers or, like, reviewers.
Well, I know testers, I've heard testers really hate playing certain games. They just don't want to play games anymore.
Really?
It's become a job. Matt had brought up musicians. You know, music as a profession. And one of the things my cello teacher had told me when I was growing up was, you know, I had a choice of doing it professionally or not. And basically, I had to choose by sixth grade whether I had to do it or not. Right?
Oh, damn.
Like, there's a point where, like, when, especially, I'm guessing gamers sort of, if professional gaming's getting to this point, you have to start early. Like, you have to hone your skills up really early. And the same thing with... to really get on the bandwagon nowadays, I think.
I don't know.
Because
with that, again, you know, the games are always changing.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you, to hone your skills, to be able to have the reaction times, whatever they may be, you need to start early. Like, you have to start early. If you just start playing Mario Brothers when you're 24, I'm sorry, you're probably not going to be a professional gamer. But basically, my cello teacher told me, like, you know, you could choose to do this professionally. And I just said, I don't want to do it. And she said, that's probably a good choice, because the moment it becomes a job, it no longer becomes fun. Like, the whole reason you decide to do something is because it's fun. But then the moment you make it a job where you have to practice 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Like, me being a different kind of musician is completely different, because all I do is play music. And that's all I want to do.
Right, and again, if you can make your job something you love to do.
Well, I wonder about it, because to go back to the Street Fighter guy, the guy who made Street Fighter 4 had a chance to play against Daigo, this really good Street Fighter player. And in the interview, the guy was mentioning, you know, the guy got his ass, the creator got his ass kicked, even though he made the fucking game. And, you know, he enjoys playing games. Like, he creates and he has a fun time. But then he goes, you know, I'm trying to tell Daigo, have a good time, this is a game. But he just has a serious face and he's just trying to kick my ass. I mean, it's not fun anymore. It's like, it's not fun playing with this guy, because he takes it so goddamn seriously.
Yeah.
I could see myself, like, just being completely turned off by, like, I would probably stop playing games. You know, if it was a job, if I had to work that hard to play whatever fucking game it is, I would probably take up reading as a hobby more often, or have done it earlier.
Competitive reading.
No, not even competitive reading. It'd just be doing something else. Like, I just can't see myself doing that one single thing. And even if I, you know, growing up playing games like 6 hours a day, I didn't just play one game.
No.
Right? I can't imagine playing Smash Brothers day in, day out anymore. And the only reason I did was just because those other guys fucking pissed me off. I hope they're not listening to the podcast, but yeah, the fuck. Fucking Sam was a fucking asshole. Still is probably an asshole. Fucking drunk asshole. But
He's the number one fan. We just lost a subscriber.
That's alright. But, no, I'm... Those guys, and the strange thing about those guys, they actually, like, they didn't get into med school the first year. They played so much...
Because they were playing games?
They played so much Smash Brothers, so competitively.
Nice.
They couldn't...
That is dedication right there.
That is being
good
a,
for them.
That is being a loser.
Whenever I go to, like, Smash Brothers tournaments, I find that a lot of the time, there are a lot of people who are, like, very devious. Like, it's kind of like you say, you know, they're not really there for the fun, they're there to win. And in order to win, they kind of, like, I don't know, I think actually a better example is, like, in the King of Kong, you know, the guy, I forget his name, but the guy who's portrayed, like, as the bad guy, the guy with the long hair.
Yeah.
He basically has, you know, that kid go and spy on Steve Weeb and, you know, tell him how he's doing, what his strategy is. And it's, you know, it's very...
Billy Mitchell.
It's just very devious. Yeah.
That guy's
Thank you.
Asshole. After watching that movie, that guy's an asshole, sorry.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if he's really mean. No.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it kind of just feels like that when I'm at a lot of tournaments, is that just people are kind of just... They're, you know, they're kind of being polite, but in, like, a very passive-aggressive kind of way.
That's the nature of gamers. They're antisocial also.
Right, but I mean, there are other peoples, you know, who are just very friendly, and they're there for the fun of it, whether they win or lose, which is great.
Does that make you wish that gaming wasn't so much a professional sport and more of just a... that there wasn't so much riding on it now?
Nah. I mean, it seems to me that there would be both people, regardless of the outcome of that.
Yeah. But do you think it's going to get worse if professional gaming was to get even bigger?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it will. I don't know.
And that sums up gaming. Maybe it will be big, maybe it will die. Now that the prince says the internet's over, what's going to happen to gaming?
It's all going to be streamed into our heads. It is going to
now
be
that
Matrix.
We're all
going to
be
it's happening.
We're all going to be playing Connectimals all the time.
Well, I just don't fuck again. I just hope that some scrawny Asian kid doesn't end up in the front of a Wheaties box. I mean, that's my terror. That's my nightmare.
They'll be on front of the Gamer Grub bag.
I'm okay with that. I just don't want them in front of. I don't want an Olympic sport, Street Fighter 4.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. Listeners, tell us if you want video games to be an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see what people. If you guys ever feel like writing it again, which you seem like you don't want to anymore, just you know, what should gaming be a sport? And if it was a sport, what would be the most popular one?
I'm also curious to know if any of the listeners are actually MLG gamers, because that'd be pretty cool. Maybe we could interview them, get an exclusive.
Exclusive interview, you're right.
Yeah.
Who is the Michael Jordan of gaming?
Billy Mitchell.
No.
Well, you said it yourself. There are no black people, so.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Whoever likes Madden, I guess. I'm sorry.
I just I know you guys don't like VG Cats, but there's this one VG Cats comic where it's two like bro gamers, and they start talking about whatever game just came out, and they're talking a little bit, and then like halfway down the comic, one of them just goes, "And let's not forget about the new game that came out, Madden 10," and it's just like football.
Yeah, nothing is funnier than vaguely describing a comic. Over.
Go okay. The just
audio podcast.
Google, this will probably find it for you. Google VG Cats Bro Force.
Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah.
That's your assignment for this week, listeners.
Google it and laugh at it.
And we don't have any listener mail this time.
I know that sucks. Let me check Facebook.
But I do want to say. Real fast, I'm going to give a review, not gaming related. I picked up a new pack of gum today. It's a Extra Dessert Delights. It's sugar-free gum.
How much is it?
It was 99 cents.
Ooh.
And it's strawberry shortcake flavored. They have different dessert flavors. I got strawberry shortcake.
What?
It's so delicious. It's the perfect gum. It's my favorite gum now.
So it's like the Willy Wonka bubble
gum? It is. It's like Willy Wonka gum. Like, it really tastes like strawberry shortcake. Well, it actually tastes like the strawberry shortcake ice cream bars, which are, as we know, delicious.
Those are delicious.
So I would suggest everyone, you know, don't buy Gran Turismo. Don't buy... Which came out, we didn't even say that, did we? Did we say that?
We did.
I said
we
it,
did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But don't... Just don't buy it. Don't buy Epic Mickey. Don't buy Kirby Epic... man,
Mickey,
just get it. Yeah, get it.
Disney's Kirby Epic Mickey.
Get 50 packs of gum, and your life will be enriched.
There you go. All right, so
anything
we're gonna
anything
head
else?
Out. I don't have anything else.
Okay, well, shoot.
Oh,
us
they're making
email?
They're porting a sequel to Game Dev Story.
Oh, nobody cares.
I don't know what you're talking about.
iPhone game. It's awesome.
Nobody cares. Okay, nobody cares.
All right. I mean, people aren't going to know about this because episode 43 isn't out yet. But let us know what you think about tournaments. And maybe we could get our own MLG.
Yeah, we'll make a topic on the board. And we'll see when people want to play with us. And I think we should start playing Smash Brothers. I think that's a good game to play.
I agree.
Although it sucks that it doesn't have voice chat, but
that's what Skype is for.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, people can add us on Skype.
No, see what you do. See what you do is you get two Wiis. One of them is playing Super Smash Brothers Brawl, and the other one has the Wii Speak connected to it, and it's running Animal Crossing City Folk.
There you go.
Right. Or and we could all get GoldenEye.
Yeah, we could.
We could do that.
I don't know. I think the dual Wii solution is better, though.
No, but yeah, guys, let's do Smash Brothers tournaments soon. We'll create a topic on the board.
So, yep.
And we'll post that on Facebook.
That'll be fun. All right, so you guys go to our board, tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com, same website. Always email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter account is ZeldaWTPodcast. Follow us forever. See what we say. Matt, have you been doing any tweets recently?
Nope, because I'm lazy.
All right, well, you can always go to our Facebook page. I usually update that every few days. Zelda Working Title Podcast. And, of course, rate us on iTunes and make us the best podcast ever. And that just about does it for today. So I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Good night.
Thank you, Alex and Matt. Bye, guys.
Good night. See ya. Good night. Good night.
Good night, you sweet prince.
So long. And farewell.
No.
Something.
We're done. We're done. I'm stopping this.
Okay, we'll stop. Stop.
Goodbye.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. I saw this last night.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
All right.
There's 30 seconds of them... It's 30 seconds of them turning their heads towards an imaginary camera.
I know. I love them running.
Alex, have you never watched anime?
I have. It's just... I like how... I'm just so glad that somebody actually called him out on this.
I know. Well, the whole running, like, majestically, that's 85% of all anime.
Through a field
openings.
Of glass.
Yeah.
Right. Grass, not glass.
Ow, ow, ow.
Field of glass.
Or and then the slow walk, and it's just them turn. I just the one that gets me is just them all turning their heads and having like the perfect face, like ah.
Oh man, I want to fucking.
And then,
it's good.
And then there's always a segment of like two naked naked women.
Not always.
Without titty.
A lot of
without
the time.
Without tits. Without tits or
right.
vagina.
Do anime?
Right.
Do you think
the
anime
silhouette.
Characters enjoy sex? Like, do you think it could be consensual?
No,
I think
impossible.
I think the rape.
It's always rape.
I think the rape.
Always.
No, but I think the rape is always consensual.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because
I guess,
most
yeah.
it's always tentacle rape or something like with anime
always.
Characters. So.
No, but they always enjoy it.
And then, but then, like, even if it's if it looks consensual, it doesn't like with Japanese people. It doesn't sound like it.
I wonder how like. If you were the voice actor for that character, what would that be like?
Yeah,
what's your inspiration?
There's so
right.
many like erotic Japanese cartoons. Like, do you think a lot of them use the same voice cast, or is there just like a huge market?
Probably.
Like, because there's a lot
know,
of those
big,
cartoons
big
made.
Big business yeah. that voice acting hentai, man.
I just want to know how can I get into dubbing that?
Right.
Do you want to be like the lead voice actor?
He
wants to be all the voices.
Yeah.
Sakura!
Oh, shit! Okay.